And welcome to Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. This week we had a special episode. An old friend of the co-host Carlina and a second daughter to us, Kaylee, stops by, the biggest Taylor Swift fan alive. And we discuss Taylor Swift's 3 concerts, selling out the football stadium 3 days in a row. I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome to episode either 24 or 25 of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I am Brian Aldridge, stand-up comedian. I have today with me permanent co-host, Carlina. Carlina, say
happy
something.
Happy to be here.
She is lying.
Was it believable?
I believed it.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. We have our permanent co-host, Carlina. And I don't know if it's this new setup we have, the new equipment, but a lot of the feedback we've been getting, everybody says I sound like CG5.
Probably because you are CG5.
That could be it.
Yeah.
We picked up a hitchhiker, let her stay at our house today. It is Carlina's friend and family member.
Yeah.
Whether she likes it or not.
Forcefully.
One of the only Asian people to attend Robinson High School. Kay Lee is here with us.
Am I here?
And so we're working a 3-person crew. I'm acting as host and producer at the same time. That didn't turn out so well 2 episodes ago, depending on who you ask. If you ask most of the QAnon, it was good stuff.
Yeah, that's true. If you ask people of Jewish descent, they might disagree.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah,
but they were ranked number 1. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's give and take.
Okay.
They did win the rankings.
All right.
Today we're going to chat about a couple things. Memes culture.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
Okay.
Anyone still calling them memes?
Absolutely not.
We'll talk about memes. And there was this performer in Tampa. I don't remember who. But some girl from Tennessee or something like that.
Something like that.
Out here. She's been here 3 days in a row.
3 of them.
At Raymond James Stadium.
Causing lots of traffic.
I'm told Taylor Swift.
Swiftboro.
Has taken over Hillsborough County. Mm-hmm. Renamed it Swiftboro.
Swiftboro.
Or is it Tayboro?
Swiftboro.
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 The Tay Bay. Instead of the Tampa Bay, it's the Tay Bay.
The Tay Bay area.
She's the mayor.
Taylor Swift.
Swiftboro County.
One of the top selling artists of all time.
Yes.
And I have something in common. She has sold out Raymond James Stadium 3 times. I've sold out Raymond James Stadium's parking lot.
Same thing.
In July of the COVID year.
I bet you if you took 4-door cars and filled all of Raymond James Stadium, you could fit more people than in Raymond James.
Probably.
Yeah.
So we're recording on a weekend right now. We typically do it we record Monday, release Wednesday. Yeah. We're going to release this Wednesday. We got a special basketball NBA podcast we're going to release
exclusive
later in the week.
Patreon.
On the Patreon right now. And so, how was your week?
It was good. I spent a lot of time in traffic.
Okay.
Just trying to get to the grocery store, just trying to do really anything. Saw lots of people in glitter, saw lots of people in red.
And these would be just normal girls going to work at the strip clubs in Tampa.
Yes.
But there were also...
They were a little more communal this
okay.
time.
They were
usually
also...
They're more spread out.
Does Taylor Swift's fan base have like a name they're called?
Yes.
What is it?
Swifties.
The Swifties.
Yeah, we have our in-house expert.
The Swifties have invaded Tampa, and they're all over. I'll tell you what, they're a lot nicer than, like, some other.
That's true.
You know what I mean by some other?
Oh, my God.
Music fans. Oh. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Do you really know?
I don't want to say I do or
okay. No. Garth Brooks. I'm telling you right now. Garth Brooks' fans are out of pocket.
God awful.
When
you
he plays
the stadium.
Them. All right. So this past week, I did. Or did we talk about? I did McCurdy's.
Yeah. You haven't talked about that yet.
I did McCurdy's. It was a pretty good show. Did a great job, per usual. Just went in, rocked a house, got the money, left. Didn't get heckled.
That's good.
Which is par for the course for me, because I have alpha energy. I walk up there.
Oh, my God.
I don't give the illusion that I could be heckled. I was helped.
Helped?
I know I told this story last week.
You...
It had a Bud Light thing in it.
Yeah, you did.
The lady's like, San Francisco!
San Francisco! Yeah.
There's, I don't want to say an epidemic, but it's an epidemic of stand-up comedians now posting clips online where they get heckled.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, look at this weird thing I said to the heckler. And I'm like, stop doing this.
I personally don't find it funny. And there's a couple really popular ones. Obviously, yeah. I'm not going to like say anything.
Go ahead.
No.
Who?
No.
It's no, I'll tell you who it is. And it's, I feel... There's a comedian, Matt Rife.
Yeah.
He is funny as can be.
Yeah.
And he's a great joke writer, and he's so funny. But now, I don't want to say poor guy, because he's loving life, it seems to be just all women coming to his show, just treating him like a piece of meat up there on stage.
Yeah, they are.
Show us your biceps.
He, to me.
And he's so talented. Yeah. He's so funny. And they're just like, it's like meat
to
really
lions. They really degrade
him. Yeah.
And I think it's because people have this perception that they're funnier than they are.
Yeah.
And so when they go to a comedy club, they're like, this is going to be really funny. And they yell it, and it's just not.
Yeah.
And then it just... Also, I don't think people understand, and I know I didn't before I met Brian, I don't think people understand how much your inflection and tone has to do with how much a joke comes across.
Yeah.
And when you're just yelling something, even if it is at the heart of it funny, it's not funny because it's not the right setting, you don't have the right inflection on it.
Now, you've trained in the gym, basically, of funny.
Yes.
For the last 7-8 years of your life with a professional stand-up comedian, and one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might not know me out there.
I had a Michael B. Jordan montage for the last 7 years on training.
Yes. Like, you may not be familiar if you're listening to this podcast for the first time because our Asian guest brought you in. That's why we bring her.
Demographics.
It's a different demographic. We're expecting the China spike to come from Kaylee. I am a stand-up comedian. I have been for the better part of 2 decades. You might not be familiar with my work, but you may be familiar with people I've worked with. Lived
with
Craig Robinson, who plays Daryl on The Office. I've been in a car with Lil Rel.
You haven't mentioned.
And Nikki Glaser. We've been in cars together. If you're 100 years old, I've opened for Jackie Mason and Tom Dreesen. And if you're under 100 years old, I've opened for 2 generations.
Of Damon Wayans.
Did a show with John Mulaney when we were both coming up in Chicago. And he's famous now. He's doing pretty well. So we're gonna make that happen through this podcast.
Yeah.
And how we do that is we talk about what's going on in our lives, what we feel in our hearts, and we tribute our sponsors, because that's who makes it happen. Subway sandwiches always coming through in the clutch.
Always
Subway
coming
sandwiches.
Through.
Are you hungry? Did you just put $10 on pump 4? Subway sandwiches in the gas station. That looks like turkey, doesn't it? Subway. Eat. Fresh. I'm doing the quotes with fresh.
Quotations around fresh.
Didn't Subway used to have a spokesperson? Why are they always looking for people to... Didn't they have like a singular spokesperson that did all of their commercials?
I don't know what happened.
Okay, me either. They scrubbed that from the internet pretty good. Colgate. Colgate toothpaste. Were they out of the other stuff? Yeah, grab Colgate. It's $2. Colgate. It'll clean your teeth, kind of.
8 out of 10 dentists.
What did the other two recommend? Colgate. Colgate. It's what's left at the gas station.
Why are you constantly
next to the right guard?
Why are you constantly at gas stations?
I tore a lot. I tore a lot.
That's
I eat a lot of Subway sandwiches, and I use right guard deodorant and Colgate toothpaste from the gas station.
I think that says a lot about your character.
All right. Let's put Kay.
Lee.
Mrs. Lee. On the spot.
Oh, goodness.
I heard a rumor.
About me?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
I heard a rumor that you were a big Taylor Swift fan.
Were is.
You used to be a Taylor Swift fan.
Used to.
I used to be. How's it go?
My villain orange. What is it called?
Origin story.
Origin story. Yes.
I used to be a Taylor Swift fan. I still am, but I used to be too. Sponsored by Mitch Hedberg, stand-up comedian.
I would say Kaylee is, if Taylor Swift has a million fans, Kaylee is one.
Is she in the top 1%?
Yeah.
Because we're 1%ers, me and you.
Yeah.
So now Kaylee is a 1%er as well.
And if Taylor Swift had no fans, Kaylee is dead.
Statistically.
Statistically, yeah.
I bet if she had 300 fans.
Yeah. Kaylee's still one of them.
No, I'm every single one of them.
All 300? I like it.
Yes. Kaylee carries.
Yeah.
I had like...
They made a movie, 300. They thought it was about the Greek soldiers. It was about Kaylee being Taylor Swift's fan.
When Taylor Swift is charting, it's Kaylee. Kaylee's charting them.
Yeah.
Yes, I have different Spotify...
Kaylee tells Taylor Swift when she's about to come out with a new song. Hey, did you hear this new Taylor Swift song? What? Yeah. Do they have... there were three concerts here.
Yes.
Tickets are prohibitively expensive.
Yes.
Did any, like, radio stations or anything like that run promotions or contests?
I have one in mind. You know, I was trying to enter, you know.
What was the radio station that... Because we're going to give them a shout-out on the podcast. Which radio station had tickets to win?
That depends on what you ask, because...
The real one. The actual one. Okay.
100.7.
And which one did you listen to?
So it was... let's set this far. Story.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go weeks back.
Okay, okay. It started. I was listening to the radio. Who does that anymore? But I was. And
the terrestrial radio. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It really is.
And on 100.7... They said they were giving away Taylor tickets every single Friday leading up to her concert on the 15th.
Okay.
So I thought, this is my opportunity to win. And every Friday I would skip my class, my morning class.
For solid school, commitment.
Make sure I'm not working. And I would tune into that show.
Okay.
It starts at 8 a.m. That's when they announce.
Yeah, how's it work? Like, okay, I know radio contests typically, if they're going to give away... tickets, they'll do something like, between this time and this time, we're going to announce a song. And then from the, you know, when we play this song, you call in or you text us or you email us, or how did it work?
So it's 8 a.m. They announce a mystery song. So it's
a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. Title of the song, they let you know what it is. And then all the way from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., they play that song and you have to call them as soon as it plays.
Okay. Is it the first caller, fifth caller, ninth caller?
So they have, it's like 1 through 6 callers are on hold, and then they pick a random number. Yeah, so even when you get in that spot.
Okay, you might still not have won,
Yes, and I kept getting the busy call for the last three Fridays. And to set the scene, this is the last Friday. This is the Friday of the show. It's happening.
Because they had already had a concert the night before.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was Saturday,
Thursday night, right? Yeah.
Yes. So, it's 7:30 a.m.
Now, if they do this contest next Friday, useless, because there's okay.
Mm-hmm. But, it was 7:30 in the morning. I'm tired, but I'm excited.
Okay, so you're optimistic.
I am. I have faith, because I called out of work for this weekend, and I drove all the way to Tampa, because I do not live in Tampa anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you drove to Tampa, though, to visit Carlina, right? Not to do the...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
So I drive all the way here with just dreams and...
And a plan. You're going to listen to station 100.7 at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the mystery song and then you're going to call in.
Yes.
What happens?
I get to the car. I wake up in time.
Okay.
I put on the station.
Okay. Which station?
I think 100.7.
Okay. All right. We're cooking because that's the plan.
Mm-hmm. 101.5.
On accident. What happens? You just
I listened for 2 hours.
Yeah. They were talking.
It was really mad.
You didn't think it was weird when you were listening to the Spanish station and they were just talking.
You're like, wow. You're like,
I thought it was an ad.
They really want to make it hard for us to win this week.
I thought it was an ad. I was like, they're trying to trick us, but I'm determined. So I'm going to get these tickets.
Yeah.
And 2 hours goes by. I'm cursing at the man on the radio station. Why are you not announcing this song?
Yeah.
2 hours go by.
Did you try to call in?
I did multiple times. Because they did play Taylor Swift in my defense.
Okay.
So I called in. and nothing. And then it's a minute before 10 a.m. and I'm like, I look at the radio station and I realized I'm not getting these tickets. It's already happened.
Yeah, it's already happened.
So, and then my dreams were
gone. And what you wanted, all you wanted was a chance to lose the contest on your own.
Yeah.
Right? Just give me a chance.
Yeah, yes.
Put me in the game at least. Like,
yeah, I feel like I wasted 2 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we also entered an Instagram giveaway.
We did.
You made a TikTok video.
We watched the guy change a windshield.
We did. We tried a lot to get those tickets.
Yes. I was going to donate my blood, but I was a day late on that.
Blood expired? Your blood expired? You're like... We don't need your blood anymore.
They're like, this doesn't look good. So,
yeah, they couldn't commit to it.
What would you mean you were a day late donating your blood?
Because it was taking place on said date.
Okay.
But I read the news. And
Here's the thing.
This happened yesterday.
We had three concerts.
Yep.
And Kay Lee still has two kidneys.
That's true.
And no seats.
I guess I didn't try. Sorry,
I committed. She still has two kidneys.
Not committed enough.
I guess not.
We're going to surprise Kaylee, not with concert tickets. Oh. Please don't. I saw that look. I was like,
my heart dropped.
The podcast does not have podcast. We don't have Taylor Swift.
Subway isn't bringing in that much money.
Dang.
We're going to let you stump us on Taylor Swift's trivia.
Yes.
So ask us a question that you think we should know that we won't know.
Let's start with the basic.
Okay.
Do you know how old Taylor Swift is?
I do. She is, I'm 43 and she is 33.
I guess.
She was born in 1989.
Oh, you know math.
Yeah.
Yes, I was about to connect to her album.
I was going to guess 32.
She is 33.
Yes.
Bri's right. Brian's point right. For Bri.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know any trivia on the top of my head, to be honest.
All right.
Random facts. How many cats does she have?
She has three.
Well, you were supposed to.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, I'm so excited. I was like,
go ahead, ask. No. Ask me. I'm first. I'm the host. Go ahead.
Okay. How many cats?
Three cats.
Wait. How many dogs does she have?
Three cats. What breed are the cats, Carlina?
I don't know. A black cat.
Mm-mm-mm.
A Moncoon cat.
I don't know what
a
that
Persian
is.
A Persian cat.
I don't, it's not
a cat. A gray cat. An orange cat.
How many dogs does she have?
Three cats.
She has several
It's
dogs.
A riddle. She has three cats named Dog. They're all named Dog.
What cultural significance would you... What do you think the top in our... culture is Taylor Swift going to be known for forever? No matter how many songs she writes, no matter how many awards she wins, make-a-wishes she does, concerts she sells out, what's probably the top thing she'll ever be known for?
I don't like where this is going.
What do you think it is?
Her impact.
Do you think I'm leading at?
I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish. I just wanted to say, Beyonce had the best video of all time.
No comment.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Do you see how unfair that is? It's the strangest thing that's ever happened to her. Kanye West.
No control over.
No. And she played it like a chick. She just stood there. She's like, okay, this is crazy, guys. We'll leave in a minute. And it's what, you know, like Taylor Swift. You know, it's like, think.
Yeah.
Not even one of the top 30 weird things Kanye West is known for.
Radar. Yeah, that's what we should have known.
Yeah.
And he was really hot at the time. I think it was right after, it was a year or two after he had done Graduation.
Yeah, he had wired his mouth shut.
Yeah, he was really in the heat of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
How do you feel, now I know this is 20 years ago or whatever, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago?
I think we were alive.
About 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This may have been talked about. We'll do it in brevity.
Mm-hmm.
You're Jay-Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just interrupts Taylor Swift to talk your wife off.
Are
you like, bro?
Kim Kardashian was there, too.
Bro! He was not with Kim Kardashian at the time.
And no, they weren't, but she was there.
Yeah.
And so, like, she had experienced that firsthand. Yeah. She still married him.
Yeah.
Had four kids.
Yeah. That's like how You watch that documentary at all of Harry, Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
That's how, like, Tyler Perry is with Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I just let her live in my house that I wasn't using. Like, and you're Harry Styles, you're just like, you're
Harry
just...
Styles?
Harry Styles. What's Prince Harry? You're Prince Harry, and you're just like, I'm just so used to people giving me stuff that it didn't even seem weird to
me.
You're
just that. Like, that makes sense. You know, that's just what people do. You know, you give them their extra house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, over this past week, I have discovered a new meme.
Okay.
It's not good.
Okay.
I'm about 3.5 weeks late to it, too, by the way.
Oh.
Oh.
It's Mike O'Hearn, the bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And, he just poses, like he glares into the camera, and you just put like a stupid saying.
A stupid saying.
Like, oh, that'll be $10.60, and then you hand him a $10 bill and say, keep the change.
Yep.
It's just a dumb, it's nonsensical. But we're going to talk in depth with memes.
Okay.
Before we get into memes, our favorite memes, stuff like that, we do have an expert. Like, I'm an expert in like stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So if you ask me about stand-up comedy memes, even if I'm not that well-versed on memes, I'm going to know some stand-up comedy
memes.
I'd like to know if our Asian guest, Mrs. Lee, knows of any of the best Taylor Swift memes out there on the internet.
I'm so
explain
bad
what
at
they mean. Explain.
I'm so bad at being put on the spot for memes. And
What are your favorite Taylor Swift media experiences? Or what are stories that remind you of Taylor Swift and things in your life that have circled around Taylor Swift?
Can I tell a funny story about when I was
of
in
course.
Elementary school?
You can always tell a funny story on a podcast.
It's not a meme.
That's pretty much what this podcast is.
But I think...
We'll circle back to the memes. We'll get there.
We won't.
No, we won't. That's okay. Dead.
So in elementary school, I discovered Taylor Swift.
Okay, you discovered her.
I did.
How? So
how
I didn't know you were a talent agent. I didn't know you were a talent agent.
That's a really good discovery.
Yes, I know. I single-handedly created her career.
Like how Usher found Justin Bieber, like, singing on the street in Toronto? Mm-hmm. That was you with Taylor Swift. You found her.
That's weird. I thought Justin Bieber had a huge YouTube following.
That we don't talk about that part.
Oh, okay, okay.
But yes, set the scene. I'm in elementary school. She's in her country era.
Okay, the good era.
Of her era's tour.
Yeah, she had. Yeah.
But I had a elementary, we could say boyfriend. We're
okay.
Not sure. But
it's 2023, though. So
what does he identify as? Did he identify as your boyfriend?
I don't know. That's a messy story.
Significant other.
Yes.
Properly.
We had a little thing.
Okay.
But I decided I was going to get my two friends, and I was going to sing him a Taylor Swift song.
I love where this is going.
Okay?
Okay.
He did not like where this was going.
Of course not.
So I sang him, We Are Never Getting Back Together.
You were in elementary school when that song came out?
Yeah.
I thought that song just came out.
It was the end of my elementary
school. I better not.
You can't.
Yeah, I better not.
Oh,
I better not.
Yes. And I had my backup dancers.
What?
Yes.
That's... now, not 10 years ago, but now that would be called main character energy.
It would.
Did you sing
I
and everything?
On the playground. So during recess,
We Are Never Getting Back Together. That song came out in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Yes. So I wonder if he thinks about that. Like when he sees Taylor Swift, hears about Taylor Swift, I wonder if he connects Taylor Swift with being heartbroken by me.
I hope so. That's pretty iconic. Yeah, we were 8 when that song came out, so about 5th grade. Yeah.
When he tells the story. Music played. There were 7, 8, 9 backup dancers.
There was no music either. Like, there was, we didn't play it
there
on
was.
The phone.
When he tells the story.
There was a stage. There was.
So this was after the breakup.
No, this was
that's
the breakup.
That's how she broke up with
this
him.
This was the breakup.
Yeah, that's how she broke up with him. Pretty iconic in my book.
And then a middle school breakup could be anything. It could be.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like most serious relationships don't really start in school.
In middle school?
Usually not.
Especially not elementary.
Usually not elementary, usually not middle, most of the time not even high school. Every once in a while you get a college love story.
Now, I was a student teacher
yes.
in the late 90s.
No, you weren't.
I was.
In the late 90s?
100%. That's when I went to college.
Did you graduate high school in the late 90s?
In 1997.
That's the late 90s.
So then what would 1999 be when I was in college?
2000.
But, I mean, it was 1999.
But it was pre-2000.
But it was as late in the 1990s as
okay,
you could get.
Okay, fine. I digress.
And they didn't have the Riz back then.
They had charisma.
Charisma.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched a girl, I would say, become. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
There was a boy dating a girl.
Yeah.
Now, they had just started. I watched the whole thing unfold under the course of one day.
This was your reality TV.
This was my reality TV. I'm watching it. The girl tells the boy that her friend wants to go out with him, which in fifth grade means you guys are basically engaged.
Yeah. Very serious.
Passes a note, sets it all up. They're going out. After lunch, something comes back. Now, she tells him that she wants to break up with him. So now they're broken up.
Getting back together?
And then she is there for him during the breakup.
Oh.
And by the end of the day, these two.
You know what?
Are dating each other.
I don't think grown men could have come up with that plan.
Yeah, that so, was no, no. So that was
props to her.
She snuck that right by that fifth grade boy.
Yeah, she was a mastermind.
But
that's
you say,
actually a song by Taylor Swift.
What is
mastermind?
How's it go? Don't sing it.
Oh, you tricked me.
Talk it.
What if I told you?
No, nope.
Close enough.
That's it. That's
we got the melody. Cut it off.
You get the picture.
What if I were to say?
Okay.
That I was. A mastermind. I think that's how you have to say it.
Okay.
So we don't get copyright.
Now, what I was hoping.
Okay.
When we brought up memes.
Okay.
Probably one of the big memes going around now, or was a little bit ago, would be like, you talk about your when you're like a victim, not a victim, when you have to, is if it isn't a...
consequences of
my own
actions.
And like, so that type of deal where it's like, but they use a Taylor Swift song. Like, where it's like, it's your fault. It's like, it's me, hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yes. That's enough of that.
And so, but that's a meme.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the ones going around now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of TikTok sounds that go back to Taylor Swift.
What does it, like, you can say what it, like, what's it mean? Like, what's one of them and what's it mean?
I can't think of one, to be honest, on the spot.
I think there isn't anything.
There's
so many.
There's a lot. All right. Kaylee's the expert. That is my algorithm doesn't fall to Taylor Swift as much.
Yeah, I only get that one where it's like, hey, it's me. I'm the problem.
Yeah, I've seen that one for sure. Seen that one for sure.
All right. So, out of nowhere with no prep, let's bang out, instead of drafting, instead of ranking, let's just reminisce.
Okay.
When memes started. Do you remember?
When memes started? I mean, are you going all the way back to like...
Picture with words on it, man.
Yeah, you're going all the way back to like the little character faces from like iFunny.
Yep, and it's going to be a lot later in history than you think. When do you think memes started?
I'm going to say 2010.
Probably around that time. And then the longest time, you would still catch someone calling them a meme.
Yes,
my little brother called a meme a little too long.
A little too long?
Yeah.
Yeah, memes.
It was only millennials that I were around.
Yeah.
That said memes.
Okay. I luckily didn't know anyone. I probably also would have bullied it.
Yeah.
So to the point where they would have stopped.
Some of the classic originals are like, there's, does anyone, if you're people your age do not know these, just let me know and tell me I'm old.
Okay.
We had Scumbag Steve.
Yeah.
The guy with the hat would come in and you would just be like, this guy, he comes to your party, poops on the floor or whatever like that.
There's some Chuck Norris ones.
Oh, there's got to be loaded with
some really old Chuck Norris ones.
I don't know if this is meme, but it's YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone your age know who Antoine Dotson is?
I don't think so.
You might.
Let me look it up. Stall for time.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Yes.
And hide your cousins.
Yeah.
All right. So those are some classic memes.
Yeah, I mean, and then also, you know, the meme structure has stayed. I mean, you get your occasional Twitter posts, whatever. But one of the memes I think that has been around continuously progressing is you got a chart.
Okay.
And you got a 3x2.
Okay.
So you got 3 down, 2 across.
Gotcha.
And you got, as they go down, they get more progressive.
Yes.
And then, so you start with your basic level, and there's a face at a basic level, and then words or actions that go across with it. And then you go down and down and down. And those have just gotten very chaotic.
Yes.
It started with, like, when somebody says this, and it was like a smiling face, and then into like a mad face or whatever. Those are now, you've ascended into a god in some of them.
Yes.
You got...
I enjoy the one where it's the guy progressively putting on clown makeup.
Yes, yeah. There's some originals from even when, like, I was a kid.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
Legally, I was a kid two years ago.
When Obama was president, go on.
Legally, I was a kid 2 years ago. You know, and you got your, that's the song that's like, you've been where? With who? Yeah.
I feel like it's all... videos now that are
it's definitely turned more into that, but it's still, you know, your typical format and everything.
Memes can be educational, not like in the sense of they can tell you facts.
Yeah,
they can tell you what the cultural temperature is.
They can.
Now hold on, now we'll get into a discussion.
I have a lot on this.
We're gonna pipe in. I had no idea how hard it was. Now, I knew it got harder and harder, and I knew for millennials it was hard. I didn't know how hard it was for someone your age to get into a state school.
Yeah, extremely.
Do you know that in the late 90s,
the late 1900s.
If you wanted to go to a state school, mm-hmm. you had to get a pen and paper.
And write your name.
And fill out an application and send your $30 application fee in.
$30? It's like $170.
And you had a 90% chance of getting in if your grades were above 2.0.
Wow.
Now, from what I understand, I've seen it, and I don't know if they're joking or whatever, but it was a guy with like a 5.0 GPA and president of his class and all that, you know, what you would think. And he's kind of laughing. He's like, Harvard, nope. Yale, nope. Whatever. But he got into a good school or whatever, but not one of the Ivy League schools.
Yeah, name...
But I didn't know how difficult it was just to get into, like, the University of Central Florida.
Yeah. Let's look at the acceptance rate. 36%.
Okay.
For UCF.
That's insanely low.
Yeah. Let's look at what was Indiana University.
That's
where you went.
Yeah. I don't think I get in without football.
Acceptance rates. Hold on, I struggle to spell acceptance. 78%.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That one's high. That's what I'm talking about, IU. That's a good one. They're letting anyone in.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think everyone just wants to come to Florida, so it's harder.
Maybe
as
that
well.
Could be. Yeah, I had no idea how hard it was to move out, to find an apartment, Now they're like, here's the deal. We would like. Do you remember that same apartment that only 6 years ago cost $685 a month? Well, the price is raised. You're like, oh, $685. Oh, so it's probably up like 20%, 10%. Wrong. It's $2,300. Like
exact same apartment.
Yeah.
No upgrades.
Yeah, and I'm like, how does anyone...
We don't.
Okay.
We don't. And what I was going to add on to that is, I've said this before, you've taught me this, is that no joke is funny without a hint of truth.
Yes, yeah.
Nothing is funny without a hint of truth. And I think that... especially as, like, Gen Z and things like that, we've learned that, you know, systematic change happens with systematic principles.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to be able to affect people on a legislative level, on an executive level, on these other levels...
Judicial
level, you have to affect people on a social and a overall level. And I think that, for better or worse, you know, no matter how dumb a meme is... it has a social impact.
Yeah, it's...
and you can't deny it. And I think that part of, and this is just a little conspiracy side thing, is part of the reason why people in government, people of power and things like this are, they kind of they turn their nose at, like, political influences and things like that on social platforms.
Like someone who... Now, when they used to go on TV, they were called pundits. Mm-hmm. It was like Anderson Cooper, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now they are influencers.
Yes.
When they're doing actually more honest stuff than the pundit is.
Because
the pundit was paid. They're paid by people to say the thing on TV. Yeah.
And I think that.
This is where I was like, oh, this is why they want TikTok gone. If you went to Instagram and searched France,
and then you went to
TikTok and insert France, like TikTok will show you the protests that are going on and everything like that.
Yeah, so, and it's not crazy to say Mark Zuckerberg is lobbying
lizard person.
He's lobbying against the TikTok. He's lobbying against even with what just happened in the Pentagon and Discord and things like that. He's lobbying against.
Did another plane hit the Pentagon?
No, not a plane.
Another plane. Another right. One. Never.
But hit, they're not. They're gonna Pentagon lobby against
the,
it.
Was never hit by a plane, by the way, in 2001.
Because they're rivals. Okay. They're going against it, and I think that people have underestimated for a really long time the social power that memes and political and social media and aspects on social media can have political wise. And I think they do now. But I think they've been misunderestimating it for a long time. And I think that they thought, and this is where I'm going to circle this train of thought back. I think that they thought because, like, let's be honest, everyone in a political position that's worth anything is over 9,000 years old. Yeah. So they all thought, oh, they're just dumb. They don't understand. They're just dumb. They don't understand. But then I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know why. But somebody explained to them, no, this is how they recycle and spread information.
Now, here's what my problem is. Okay. You got to take it a second step.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, oh, a lot of these memes make it seem like it's very hard for these kids to get into college. They're sandbagged with student debt. They can't find a place to live, a job they like. So I'm like, oh, it must be hard for them. Now, I don't just look at the memes and be like, that's the gospel truth.
Then I'll start
looking into it and I'll be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
University of Central Florida has a 39% acceptance rate. 35. What was it, 20 years ago? And then I'll look into it.
Exactly.
And how many times, though, have you been in a internet discussion or fight, and you say something, you're like, that's irrefutable, and then they just throw a meme at you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then they just throw a meme at you, and you're like, well, no. The meme tells you what they're thinking and what they feel. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous to use that as information.
Very dangerous.
Like, it's very difficult to use that with... If I see something on a meme...
Yes.
I'm guaranteeing you I'm rare.
Yeah.
Most people don't. I'll try to find that.
Yeah, yeah.
Even an article, I'll try to find a second article that says that thing. But how many people are just taking a meme as truth?
Yeah. And I think that's why I said when I refer to memes as a source of information, I believe that it's recycled information. It's been through it. It got thrown away. You know, it has a hint of truth because it wouldn't be funny without a hint of truth. But it also wouldn't be funny if the truth wasn't also exaggerated.
Yes.
And so...
Yeah, if you're just coming out and you're like, hey, all right, we'll talk about Kaylee's Friday radio experience. Yes. Here, let me tell you what happened. And then with no humor, no exaggeration. I got up at 8 in the morning. I got in the car. I listened to the wrong station. A couple hours. We didn't win.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the whole
thing.
But
if you're like, I'm sitting there, and then now you have to put yourself in a universe where she's listening to the correct radio station and a different guy has come in and like, why is this guy all of a sudden the Friday DJ? Yes. Like, they're weird. They're wrong. Now, I can't have listened to the right. And then you're like, what's going on here? And then you describe, and then you reveal at the end that she has, in fact, been listening to the wrong radio station.
And that's why I think that a lot of memes are recycled information, you know? And I also think, like you were
saying... They're cherry-picked, exaggerated.
Yeah, exactly. But
not completely a lie.
Well,
what I'm saying. Like, there's an element of there's some truth in the meme. That's what makes
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. My microphone's quieter.
That's because there's no gain in lying, because then you're just going to be ridiculed by the internet anyways. There's no gain in lying on a social meme. You should just say what happened, but in a funny way.
Okay.
A funny, over-exaggerated way.
I can live with that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if like, let's say I just... Okay, there's a lot of memes about this. I don't know if this is on your kind of side of it. But a lot of Atlanta rappers got arrested.
Yeah, right. Rightfully so.
And one of them was, like, Young Thug.
Yes.
And so they were saying how when he comes out, he's not going to be Young Thug anymore. He's going to be, like, Old Thug.
Middle-aged Thug.
Middle-aged Thug. Exactly. Like, that kind of thing. And so just dumb little memes and stuff like that. But there's no point in... Obviously, this is, like, a far example, but there's no point in lying about the information or being like, he didn't do it or stuff like that, because then
everyone... You can still say... Oh, we got a duck. You can still say, free Young Thug.
You still can. But then everyone on the internet isn't going to appease to your meme or laugh at your meme. They're going to be more focused on the misinformation.
Gotcha. All right. So, Kaylee.
Yes. I'm still here.
Let's be happy for a minute as we close.
Okay.
Today's the third day Taylor Swift's in town.
The last day in Tampa.
Let's go full, let's go like, let's paint the picture.
Okay.
Let's say today you woke up in the morning.
I did wake up.
And you had, say, section 147, and you and co-host Carlina were going to the, you don't look at me like that. Tickets. Describe how today goes.
Well, in the morning, we would scream, freak out, and then we would go buy our outfits. Also, I think me not winning...
What's a Taylor Swift outfit? What goes into a Taylor Swift outfit?
Well, for me personally, it would just be really sparkly and jewels all over the place and very chaotic. Cowboy boots.
Cowboy.
That's a big reference to Taylor Swift. And
an ode to her country era.
An ode.
Yes. And... Yeah, I would just be freaking out. Kind of stressed to get parking and all that.
Okay.
But
you're not Ubering?
We'd get dropped off.
You get dropped off.
By our host. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Because we live really close.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say that.
No, just go ahead and say the address, too.
If you could, go ahead.
If you could airdrop the location, too, that would be ideal.
You know what? Actually, if we just post it in the show notes, you know, like a picture? You copy the key?
Give a picture.
Yeah, if you actually mail out free key copies, I think that would really promote...
Good luck breaking in. We lock this place down pretty tight every night before we go to bed.
That's true.
I barricade the door. All right, so now we've got outfits and then mimosas or whatever.
What's your dream set list by Taylor Swift?
That's what I'm talking about. Now let's, okay, how 3-hour show? You don't have to do the whole 3 hours.
Yeah, just like what do you need?
Beginning, middle, end. Let's go beginning, like.
I would.
Okay, you're there. You're sitting there. The opening act has winded down. Done a great job.
Yeah.
Got y'all warmed up. All right. In a few minutes, Taylor's coming out. You guys are in your seats or whatever. They sing the national anthem.
Why would they sing the national anthem?
They do not. Colin Kaepernick's kneeling down somewhere. What do you want to hear as soon as she walks out?
As soon as she walks
the
out?
The first thing. Not yeah. Hi, Tampa. Not anything.
What song is she coming out
An
to?
Act like that comes out and just starts and then says hello.
Yeah.
So what's the first note you want to hear?
Yeah.
The drought was the very worst. That's from her song Clean.
Is okay. There, that's what she
okay.
opens with?
Okay, yeah. That's what she opens with.
You said the first note.
Yeah. No, I got
that. Yeah, I get that.
So she opens with what song?
Clean.
What's the lights looking like? Is she coming out in darkness or is she coming out with like a spotlight on her?
It's going to be dark because the song is about like a dark history and and then towards the end it just gets more brighter.
Okay.
And then the song's over.
Yes.
She says hello. Hey, you know,
Tammy. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
What's the first one that pop? Like the first one that gets the energy going?
Yeah, it gets everyone going.
Karma.
Karma.
Karma. Okay.
Yes.
Because karma is a significant other.
It's a 3-hour show.
It is.
This is the worst question I've ever had to ask you.
Oh goodness.
What's the song, if you have to? Are you taking the bathroom break during?
Oh.
A lot of people are saying her 10-minute song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
But I love that song. I would have to be there for every second of
okay. it. Okay, that's dedication. And if John Cena wrestled a 3-hour match, I wouldn't go to the bathroom.
That's true.
Yes.
All right, so we're winding down.
Uh-huh.
She's going to do an encore, don't worry. What's the song that everyone thinks last that she's closing the show with?
That feels like it's like the premonition of it all.
The final that she's closing it with. She's saying goodnight with this song.
Yeah. She's going to dive into the water after this one. She does that.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty cool.
She like opens the stage and it like looks like there's water and she dives into it.
What song? What song is she closing with?
Yeah.
I have stage fright. I can't think of a song because I would never want it to end.
No, that's where I was going with it. That's where I was going with this. There's, you think it's over. Like, you just think this, think it's over. What is that song? What's like a good one to end it on?
I think Tim McGraw, because that was her first song she's ever released ever. It's a country song.
I think that's fair.
And it would be bittersweet.
And then she jumps in the pool. The crowd refuses to leave.
Fireworks explode.
Sure. And but they refuse to leave.
They're still there.
Taylor, the Swifties are going wild.
I have chills.
I have chills. I wasn't even. And then, so she's, 10 minutes go by. She's on her way to the car.
Yeah.
She still hears them, though. So she turns around. She comes back on. Sings 13 more songs, Kaylee. 13 more songs. This is the best day. Mm-hmm. So we talked memes.
Yeah.
We talked your perfect Taylor Swift
concert.
Yes.
Now, this isn't putting you on the spot because there's no facts. There's no right, wrong answer. If you would tell us just why, and just tell us why Taylor Swift means so much to you.
Because I found her